Blog Talk Radio.
First, I'm playing that. can give you everything, and I'll buy you a diamond ring if you want me to. I love you,
I love you.
I'll walk 100 miles, baby, too, just to see you smile if you want me to. Calls, baby,
baby,
if I won't hesitate, if you want me to,
yes I will.
I love you
all of the time.
I play hopscotch with you, baby,
if you want,
in the middle of the day, if you want me to.
Well, tell me now,
I love you. To the middle of the earth, baby, and I'll give my life for you if you want me to. I love you,
oh baby.
I'll go down on you, you baby,
when you're going,
just to take a look around if you want me to.
Around, they're running their mouths about what you're doing. all over town. Just keep pushing that nonsense away. Keep on riding.
Why you was at work, Daddy?
She probably was talking to a co-worker or something.
No, Daddy. I think they was talking about meeting up.
Meeting up? Oh, yeah?
But why Mama ain't happy, Daddy?
I don't know, son.
Why Mama wanna leave?
I don't know.
You a good man. You pay all the bills. You make sure we got food on the table. What's wrong with her, Daddy?
Man, don't worry about that. Everything gonna be all right, son. Everything gonna be all right.
I know I might get in trouble, but I'ma ask Mama. I'ma ask Mama why she treats you the way she do. Cause if she ain't happy here, she need to let you go be happy. Ain't I right, Daddy?
Yeah, you right, son.
Huh, Daddy?
You right.
Ain't I right?
You right, son. You right.
If you won't leave me, if you won't leave me, go ahead and go. I'm a good man, baby. Oh, sweet baby. And good men don't stay single long. We don't stay single long. Say if you won't leave me, if you won't leave me, go ahead and go on. Go ahead and go on. See, I'm a good man, baby. Oh,
good men don't stay single long.
We don't stay single long, oh no.
Never once did I do you wrong.
No, you're wrong.
I tried my best to keep a happy home,
happy home.
But you wanna leave. I work my fingers to the bone. Bought you everything that you want,
that you want.
But you won't leave.
You still wanna leave.
And I'd be lying if I say I won't cry.
I won't cry.
But someone else will come and dry my eyes.
Dry my
the
eyes.
Moment that you leave. And I'm not saying this to make you stay.
Make you stay.
You can get up and get on your way.
Get on your
just
way.
Leave me my key.
Just leave me my key.
Oh, if you won't leave me.
If you won't leave me.
Go ahead and go on.
Go ahead and go on.
See, I'm a good man. Mama said you would turn me blue,
turn me blue.
Cause you still had some running in you,
running in you.
But I didn't believe.
But I didn't believe.
The thing you do for a part-time lady,
part-time lady.
They gon' come back and hunt you someday.
Hunt you someday.
Just wait and see.
Just wait and see.
If you will sacrifice my son's delight,
my son's delight.
You ain't worthy of being my
of
wife.
Being my
go ahead and leave.
Go ahead and leave.
Oh, if you won't leave me.
If you won't leave me.
Go ahead and go on.
Go ahead and go on.
See, I'm a good man, baby.
Oh, sweet baby.
And good men don't stay single long.
We don't stay single.
I'm not even mad at you for what you're trying to do. Cause all I ever wanted for you was you to be happy. And if it's gonna make you happy, go with your mood. I won't be bitter. Cause a man can't keep nothing that don't want to be kept. So I just want you to know one thing. I'ma be good.
Hey, if you won't leave.
If you won't leave.
Go ahead and go.
Tonight as we get into some of the hottest jams in Southern Soul right here with your boy. So sit back, relax, pull you up a good drink, roll your one, and enjoy the moment. Tonight we got special guests coming through, so y'all make sure you stay tuned, locked in if you'd like to hit us up and be a part of the show. Hit us up 323-642-1597. We are live, baby. It's your man DJ Hell Love. Let's hit you with this Jennifer Watts and Miss Barbie Doll. It's called Ride That Pony. Brand new song. Y'all check it out.
At my twins, I'm gonna ride that pony until the horn comes. got wings, these in my homeboy's house. I got a little tipsy, full of that alcohol.
All of that alcohol.
Now then I went home, laid on my couch. Guess what? Took myself home. Oh yeah. Wish she answered the phone, y'all. She said, "Jamari, you're too late, y'all.
Too late for
candy." She say I'm too late.
Too late for candy.
She say I'm too late for candy.
Without a doubt.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
When I call her on the phone, she told me she was all alone. Said, "Baby, listen.
Slim Nelly. She said, Southern Soul Woman.
This song is dedicated to all the sexy ladies of the world. Can I tell y'all a story? See, y'all ladies out there, y'all don't know what y'all do to us men. And I'm gonna try to explain it the best way I can. Check this out. Fellas, you know what I'm talking about, I tell you now, yo. Say that girl, she's looking sexy fine. She's got on them sexy high heels and jeans, yeah, y'all. Got a cock bag just like a shotgun. See, it kinda look like a big old ball of fish. With two knuckles on it, yeah. It'll drive any man damn crazy. Good Lord, I said I sure do damn want it. I looked at baby girl and she looked back at me. She takes the pleasure making me fall down to my knees. She's got that Guatemala. Girl, you got a Guatemala. Girl, you got a Guatemala. Yeah, girl, you got a Guatemala. Ladies out there, y'all don't like to play fair. Walking around with those pretty feet, looking sexy as hell. It ain't no shame in your game when you wear them leggings and those jeans. The way you shake it, baby, makes a man like me say, ooh-wee. All is under yonder, staring right in front of me. See, y'all women know exactly what a man wants to see. Never disrespect your baby, and I think that you should know. Man got them pretty feet and them toenails done, you know what I'm saying? With those them leggings pulled back and that yaya back there smelling like Bath and Body Victoria's Secret. Ooh, Guatemala, you got a Guatemala. Yeah, 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 you got a Guatemala. Girl, you got a Guatemala. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Guatemala, Guatemala, they got a Guatemala. Make me shake my head, Guatemala. Guatemala.
See right. Come on. I've been doing this music for a long time. Come on. Traveled all around the world. People wanna know who I am. Come on. Tell them who you are.
They call me Mr. Good Thing. You're never gonna want for nothing. So come and get this good thing. If only you would trust me.
Talk to me, she writes.
Somebody ask me, what is that thing like? It'll make you feel what you don't wanna feel. Somebody ask me, what is that thing like? It'll make you cry when you don't wanna cry. It makes me feel invincible.
And
it'll make you feel incredible. Good thing. You're never gonna
baby, that's my favorite. Put me to the test every time, watch me ace it, ace it.
Turn up,
let me get you in this room.
We go turn up,
I'ma put this tea up, up in you. Then we go
turn up,
we go kick it off with some four on play.
Treat it like a queen,
treat it like
our time, 'cause we got the whole night together. When we in the sweet shop, we gon' make it last forever. You gotta come to the sweet shop,
sweet shop, baby.
Sweet shop,
sweet shop.
If you want some of the chocolate, try
sweet shop.
Yeah,
chocolate.
These other dudes be selling drinks.
Yeah,
I got some strawberries and whipped cream.
Sweet shop and chocolate.
You gotta come to the sweet shop,
sweet shop,
sweet shop. And if you want some of the chocolate, try
sweet shop.
Yeah.
Jails from a man, cold drink. It's called Chocolate Drop. Right here, True West Radio, Moet Mondays with your man, DJ Hev Love. Hold it down with my co-host, the lovely Miss Sexy Red, joining us tonight.
Hello.
How you doing?
How y'all doing, brothers? How y'all doing?
Much love, just in the house, you know,
much
doing what
love,
we
much
love.
Love. Well, my brothers, I do have to say this. And I hate it, but it is for the cause of the folks in my branch, in my people. I have to say this for my people, for my kickback. You kickback. So this is to form Saturday first and foremost. Stop the Violence Solutions event has been canceled and set for June. Social justice and organizations have been monitoring because of the staff of the CDC officials' reports. Directors and staff have agreed to follow safety measures. We promote health, web, and healing, and we would like to proceed at your own risk. So I will not do nothing until I'm formed by CDC, because I do not want nobody sick, nobody touching nothing, because I don't know what it is, and it is what it is. So I'm gonna go to work, and to work say don't go to work. My other job, my home health care patients, people have been informed if you have a cough or flu or whatever, we have to test them as well, because we don't know what has been dropped off. But by doing all this mess, you ain't hearing nothing about China saying nothing. Got real quiet. Real quiet. So I'm put on my line and tell my people, and Mr. General and Zone TV, Buddha Ali, thank you for blessing me. I don't want y'all to drive down here at all until I know further notice. So my boy Houston that was going to come down and do the, I don't want him to come down here riding down to Houston if we don't know what's going on. So that part, Sexy Red is for the people and for the community. And I'm always to keep my community safe. And, well, we got to do what we have to do for the community. That part. So.
That's what's up. Kind of hate that for the organization with what's going on now. We have to be more careful and care about other people other than just.
We have to care about people. At the end of the day, this is bringing the families together to me for us to get warm. Like I said, while we warm in our blood, while we still alive, love each other, this is nothing to do but keep us closer together. Now,
right.
This the Jacks out and the Monopoly out and Uno out and Red Light, Green Light, for real. This bring the community back for real. Because you ain't got nothing to do but to play the PlayStation and break bread with your people. Because they finna lock everything down. Once the post office get locked down or UPS get shut down, then it's a wrap, for real. Right now, yeah. UPS says we gotta go to work. So I'm going to work at UPS, but the bar at Legends I used to work at, they shut down. But White Diamonds, they still doing their thing. That hour's still doing their thing. We still turned up at that hours because we love our people. We got sanitized at the door, and we, you know what I'm saying, we wiping hands, and everybody got their gloves on, and they still having fun. So we living life. That part.
Right.
It ain't no, that part. So Player Sports Bowl will be open tonight, and the Cliff Club probably, and the other people, because it's get black folks closer and closer together. That part. If your ass sick, keep your ass at home. If you coughing, keep your ass at home. Go to the doctor and see what's wrong with you. Because this stuff that you supposed to be doing anyway. Checking on yourself.
Yeah,
know your wealth. Health is wealth. I'm all about Black Panther Party. But I always go to the doctor and check my status. Because you look at my page. Miss Sicky Red got AIDS, walk, and testing. With cancer, walking with cancer, and I got my status on there. I've been doing this shit.
Right.
So, it is what it is. If anybody follow me, you see my page. My page got the AIDS van on there, and I'm going to get tested, and I put my negative thing, my status out there. You got to know your well. Protect yourself, because there's people out here lying, and they should be doing that shit. Sanitizing anyway, because you was taught that in what? Pre-K, kindergarten. What they say? Keep your hands, feet, opposite yourself, and sanitize, and got the bubble in your mouth, and hands behind your back. They teach it in preschool, baby.
Right.
Bring it back. You hear me? Bring it back.
Well,
for real. Your grandma taught you that. Don't touch those. If it don't belong to you, don't touch it, right? What you say, Miss Thresh? Have love? Ain't y'all heard that? Ain't y'all raised like that?
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely.
All school people was raised like that. We was eating what? Berries off the tree, peaches off the tree, climbing fences, and that part.
Yeah, that's what it is.
What else?
People forgot about this shit.
The cell phone came
in the system and technology came in.
There you go. Excuse me, y'all, but I'll be on the show more frequently now. We on curfew. They got this whole state on curfew. We on curfew.
That's always good.
We the guinea pigs say they need us to see how we going to act. If we act out, then they ain't going to mess with California. They ain't going to mess with the big cities like Dallas and New York. They messing with all the little small states. Oh, we're going to put y'all on curfew, you know, so we can restock the shelves and yada, yada, yada. They don't want
to mess with you. Go on my live. I'm in Winco on live looking at the shelves. The onions gone, the water gone, all that shit. I'm laughing because you supposed to be taking a bath yesterday, huh? Sanitize your ass and wipe your ass and clean your nose and blow your nose and cover your mouth and your cough. You was taught that as a kid.
Oh, that's true.
People
right,
got
right.
Etiquette is first. I'm a first class promotion. I'm all about etiquette and sanitize. I've been doing that since a kid. I'm so clean, honey. No. I know I go to Simmons and go get tested all the time. And I go to the doctor annual, yearly, and I go to the dentist and get my teeth cleaned too. We've been doing this since we kids. Stop it. Y'all should have been doing this. Now these young baby daddies, baby mamas, and all this stuff happening, and y'all teaching these folks this stuff. Teach one, reach one. so we all will be longevity life, that part.
Like I said, we're on curfew over here in Arkansas. I don't understand.
Yeah,
I
got curfew over there. What's the curfew over there?
I don't know how I'm going to catch my flight now.
Wow.
They should have shut the city down. I'm telling you. This stuff. I went to my job this morning, my home health care people. I'm telling you what the paper gave me. Hold on. Let me get my papers so I can show you.
They gave me some on my job today, too.
But
I'm
we
like,
had a whole kit, glue, sanitizer. And call your patient.
Just tell me when they let me off, when I'm gone, so I can pee on, be gone.
And that's your PCS is giving people they free phone bills, lights, water, gas, or extended. They cutting off nothing by the state.
So the state picking up the tab?
The state picking up the tab, that's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, well, you know what happens after that. You know, after something of this situation happens, and the state.
But
makes
they forgot
a choice
about when Ebola came out here. Hello.
Well,
when Ebola
right
came
now,
out
I mean,
here
you know,
and straight the
for
street.
All, I mean, you know what? If it doesn't impact them to where they so-called have to rearrange their lives, they think that what they're doing only affects us people, so to speak, the lower people. But it affects everybody. And,
it affects everybody. When Ebola
right,
came out here, what did
schools,
they do?
I mean, just think about it. Schools are letting out for months, you know.
Months?
And
my DISD extended the school for spring break for another week because of this.
Yeah, yeah. And
Hello.
Even after that, you know, you can look and see that it's going to get, you know, within the next couple of weeks.
I was talking
we'll
my
know
my doctor.
This virus is still, or is there something else going
surgery.
On?
Had a heart surgery.
You know,
he's in the hospital right now, getting ready to have a heart surgery. Okay. Now, the dude said they in there stealing gloves. They in there stealing all this kind of stuff. And he got hit in the head.
Everybody trying to get what they need to stay out of trouble. You know, this disease thing that's come about, you know what I'm saying? It's like every time around this year, something they always pull something up, you know, to shake the feathers on everybody. You know what I'm saying?
This is shaking the feathers because, listen to when Trump the most shit, Trump will let that shit out.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about China? China ain't saying shit.
It's
quiet as mouth.
In fact, deterring our thoughts by what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. Where the virus come from, they're not even really talking about that too much. You know, it happened.
Where the virus
there.
Came from,
and
they is not talking about it.
You know, around the world. And the thing is, you know, we have to be mindful of others as well as ourselves when we are out here. You know, the best preservation is self-preservation. So you don't take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself.
You
your health is your wealth. Your body is your temple. In that part.
You
should have been taking care of your temple a long time ago, from your head to your feet. That part.
Right on.
Washing your toes, cleaning your limbs, washing your hands, sanitizing everything. This stuff's supposed to be going on. Brushing your teeth, flossing,
right.
All that stuff's supposed to be going on. Before
y'all know every year this stuff go
out.
It's been a test. They've been testing us for the last 10, 15 years to see how we're going to react. We didn't react to the food stamps when they cut us off the food stamps and Social Security. We didn't react when the bombing happened. They just started running up in people's houses in Boston. Only time we react is when the riots happened in L.A. when Rodney King got his butt whooped. And everybody went off.
Well, Rodney King got
you know,
his ass whooped. Then everybody saw acting a fool, right?
Because it acted.
With Trayvon Martin, got Trayvon Martin, Sandra Bland out here. Like I said, they gave that boy 99 years, okay, for killing baby Siobhan. That girl, Amber Geiger, should have got the same sentence.
Right. Right.
Same thing. 10 years.
But we didn't react.
10 years.
But we didn't react to it. So it's like we let things fly. We did react to it.
We had people up there. They were trying to shut us down.
On a national level.
Looking like,
on a state level or a city level?
I got on my Facebook page looking like a chicken noodle soup. No. You gave her 10 years. You gave the boy 99 years. You want to hang us.
Yeah.
You should hang her, too. She went in there, that kid, that boy. And she know her cover one ring. She said that she owed Dallas Police Department, trained, and everything. And she know her cover went red. You trained to know this shit. You gave her 10 years. You let her off silently. No, we watching you. We smart.
Yeah.
They try to close our eyes. No, our eyes are real open. You gave her 10 years.
Well,
you gave that boy 99 years. Hello.
You're going to see how this thing turn out in the next couple of days by the weekend. All I know is
why
like
she ain't
home. I got plenty of
police. And they gave them other police officers what? Paid leave. No. Stop it. No more silence, people. We watching you. Politics. We looking at you. Trump.
So Dallas,
y'all ain't
on curfew over there in Dallas?
Ain't no curfew.
That's what I was saying.
They
ain't
no curfew
yet.
Y'all
ain't got the national guards.
I gotta go work at 11:15. Ain't no curfew yet. You know, this is the last thing because why? Because it's us. That part. There's a whole lot of us over here. And we chilling. We out to eat. I seen people at Chili's. I went to Chili's today. They was at Chili's chilling. After hours chilling. Our black folks out here kicking,
chilling,
baby. Thank you. Yeah, we chilling. Thank you. And we got free Metro PCS. Thank you.
Hell,
see, my boy
right.
Ain't giving them shit. Metro PCS giving them shit, though. Thank you, Metro PCS. I got 2 months being free. Thank
you.
I get 2 months free for no bill. Thank you. T-Mobile ain't giving me shit. AT&T ain't giving me shit. Metro PCS,
well,
is
I would definitely tell what's going to happen. It's good that they caught
Metro PCS
it first,
gave,
but it's
they
going
looked out
now,
for our
so.
People. You hear me? Metro PCS
hopefully
looked out for their people. They said 2 months free. You ain't got
to
pay no phone bill for 2 months.
Proceed with life. It's just precautionary measures that we all have to take to make sure that we are safe as well as everybody else. And I'm looking forward to see how this curfew is really going to affect the issues at hand, because that's going to put more people out during the daytime.
They said the state was supposed to give people off work 2 weeks, 2 weeks off of work. With pay and plus benefits too. So we'll see.
Most definitely. And we really
I don't know how
I'm going to
travel now.
We didn't set up tonight for a long show. We got about 30 seconds before this show is over.
I love
we'll
y'all.
Be
y'all be safe. Peace and love. I will see y'all and holler at y'all manana.
Most definitely we'll be here tomorrow night, all week long. QS Radio, hit us up 323-642-1597. We will be live all week long, so make sure you check us out right here on the Truth. Have love, everybody. We're signing off. One love, y'all.